Santa Madre de Dios, no desprecies nuestras súplicas, mas de todo peligro y bendita, Santísima Madre de Dios, sálvanos, Santísima Madre de Dios,
January 27, 2020. The Conversion of Roy Schoemann, Part 2. Yesterday, Roy Schoemann told us about his decisive experience when he was blessed with the supernatural grace of God in an hour of deep need and senselessness. It was the light of the Lord which illuminated him and gave him now inner clearness about the great questions of faith. We remember. In this light he recognized the loving God, who accompanied his whole life in his goodness. He knew about the value and worthlessness of every action, and he was assured of eternal life. But he did not yet know the name of God. The Lord did not say it at that time, because he had planned a different path for it. Roy asked every evening to know where his path now leads him, to ask for the name of the Lord. We heard that he was in a certain way hostile to the way of Christianity, and here his Jewish past certainly speaks for itself. But the Lord knows how to guide his own. Today we hear how his way continues.
A year to the day after that first experience, I know it was a year to the day because I remember praying a prayer of thanksgiving because it was the anniversary of that first experience. I went to sleep. I thought I was woken by a hand on my shoulder and led to a room and left alone with the most beautiful young woman I could ever imagine. I know now that my body was still asleep in bed, but at the time I thought I was awake. I felt completely awake. My memory represents it as though I was awake, so I can only describe it as I experienced it. So when I found myself in her presence, I knew without being told that it was the Blessed Virgin Mary, and all I wanted to do was throw myself on my knees and honor her somehow. To be in her presence, to feel the purity and intensity of the love that flowed from her, was to be lifted up into a state of ecstasy greater than I ever imagined could exist. And as beautiful as she was to look at, even more beautiful was the sound of her voice. It's very difficult to describe, but her voice was made out of what makes music music, even though she wasn't singing. And it just flowed through me, carrying with it that love, and lifted me up into that state of ecstasy. The first thought that crossed my mind, because as I said, I just wanted to honor her somehow, was, oh my goodness, I wish I at least knew the Hail Mary. But I didn't. Her first words were she offered to answer any question I might have for her. So I sort of wanted to ask her to teach me the Hail Mary, but I was too proud to admit I didn't know it. So instead, I asked her what her favorite prayer to her was. Her first answer was that she loved all prayers to her, but I was a little bit pushy. And I said, you must love some prayers to you more than others. So she relented and she recited a prayer, but it was in Portuguese and I didn't know any Portuguese. So all I could do was make the effort to remember the first few words phonetically. And the next morning when I woke up, I wrote them down phonetically. And later, when I met a Portuguese Catholic woman, I asked her to recite all the prayers to Mary in Portuguese so that I could identify the prayer. And to the best of my ability, I identified it as, O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us of recourse to thee. I asked her about four or five other questions. Most of them were out of this same desire to honor her appropriately. I'll mention one or two of them now. At one point, again, overwhelmed by her presence, I stammered out, how can it be? How is it possible? How can it be that you're so exalted, so magnificent, so glorious? And she looked down at me almost with pity and shook her head gently and said, oh no, you don't understand. You don't understand anything. I'm nothing. I'm a creature. I'm a created thing. He's everything. And then again, out of the desire to honor her somehow, I asked her what title she liked best for herself. Her response was, I am the beloved daughter of the Father, mother of the Son, and spouse of the Spirit. After I finished asking her all my questions, which she answered graciously, she said she had something she wanted to tell me, and she spoke to me for another maybe 15 minutes. There is a veil over that part of the experience, and I don't have the kind of word-for-word memory that I have of the questions and answers. And then the audience was over, and I went back to sleep, and the next morning when I woke up, I was hopelessly in love with the Blessed Virgin Mary. I knew it was Christ in that first experience, and I wanted nothing other than to be as fully and completely a Christian as possible. I didn't know the difference between a Protestant and a Catholic. I had never even opened a New Testament. I had stayed as ignorant of Christianity as I possibly could. So all I could do was open a local phone book and find a local church to go to, but it was a Protestant church. But as soon as I knew the pastor a little bit, I asked him about the Blessed Virgin Mary, and when he answered without the respect that I knew she deserved, I knew this is no place for me. So without too many detours, I found my way to the Catholic Church because I knew who the Blessed Virgin Mary was. So that's really the story.
It will have moved all of us, this story of the conversion of Roy Schumann, from an atheist to an apostle of today who wants to lead people to faith in Christ. Especially the Jews are dear to his heart, as we already have mentioned at the beginning. In this story, it is worth to deepen some aspects. So tomorrow, we will reflect a little more on what we have heard.
Today we hear the very ancient Marian prayer, under your protection, O Mother of God, we commend ourselves.
Богородице, спаси нас.